Chapter 12. Disagreements and Problems. Dialogue 1.
Hi, George. Hi, Dan. You don't look too happy. Right. I just got my grade from Dr. Smith's class. How did you do? I got a B. That's not too bad. You know, I rarely get a B. Plus, I worked really hard and did very well on this subject. What were your scores for your tests? 90 for the midterm and 95 for the final. I think you should talk to Professor Brown. You talk to him first. Okay. How should I talk to him? Tell him your question and the facts. Don't argue. And ask him to reconsider. If he does not want to reconsider, let me know. Okay. Thanks, George.
Dialogue 2.
What's up? I got my grade for your class. You did not do too bad. If I remember correctly, you got a B, but you were really close to an A. I thought I did very well on the tests. Yes, you did, but I thought your report was not quite up there. I got an A for my report. Did you? Let me look it over again. Maybe I made a mistake. Could you go through it again? Thanks a lot for this. No problem. I'll let you know as soon as I find out. Great. Thank you.
Topic 2. Disagreement with classmates. Dialogue 1.
Brian, didn't you hear that Joe was insulting Chinese? No. What did he say? He said that he saw a few chinks in the supermarket. Really? I did not hear it. You should have told him he's a white trash. I don't argue with people like that. I know, but you at least should have said something. I'll talk to him.
Dialogue 2.
Hello, Joe. Hi, Brian. Do you have a second? I'd like to talk to you about something. Sure. What's up? You probably didn't intend to do this, and I'm sure you didn't refer it to me. I heard that you called Chinese chinks. Was that true? Oh, I might have done it, but certainly not on purpose. I knew you wouldn't do that on purpose. You know, as a Chinese American, this kind of thing hurts my feelings. I know, and I swear I won't do it again. Okay, no hard feelings. Friends? Sure. Thank you for reminding me. You're welcome.
Topic 3. Problems with roommates. Dialogue.
Can we make some rules for our apartment? Sure. Rules are better than no rules. I suggest that we have one person cook for dinner for 2 days, and the three of us would be 6 days. So every Sunday we do it all together. How is that? Sounds good to me. Whoever cooks will also clean the dishes. That's probably too much for one person. Well, the other two can enjoy. Okay, if it's your turn, you will be doing all the work. Fine, it's only 2 days anyway. Then you enjoy other 4 days in the week. Also, whoever buys stuff for the apartment puts them down on the notebook, and we get it settled at the end of the month. That's fine. Okay, the same time to settle for the utility bills. Good. Then we're all set.
Topic 4. Disagreement with boss. Dialogue.
I like option number 1. It's very simple and cost-effective. You think so? I like option number 3 better. Why? It looks more stylish. Okay. Now we need to refer to our product definition. Which one is more important, cost or styling? Yes. If you are not sure about what the customer wants, talk to them. Make sure that we meet the customer's expectations. Okay, we will.
Topic 5. Problems with colleagues. Dialogue.
What's going on, Gary? What? You sent out emails to organize the meetings. I was supposed to do so. Oh, you were not in, so I thought I would cover for you. I don't appreciate that. You should have let me know first. I apologize for not asking for your permission, But I thought I was helping you.
I don't think so. Are you trying to take over the project?
Wait a minute! Is that what you were thinking? I had no intention of taking over your job at all. I have plenty of other things to do.
Okay. Next time, if you want to help, please let me know first.
Okay, I will.
Topic 6. Present yourself in the court. Dialogue 1. Brian, are you going to pay your ticket?
I want to try the court.
What are you going to say?
I was following the traffic. Anyway, I heard I could at least take some points off if I go to the court.
Points?
You'll get points when you get a ticket, except parking tickets.
Oh, I see. The insurance company increases your premiums based on points, right?
You got it. That's why I wanted to appeal.
Dialogue 2. All rise, Judge Tony Brown. Have a seat.
Brian Zhao?
Yes?
Come forward and raise your right hand. What you're going to tell the court is the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
I got a speeding ticket, ticket number 98163.
Were you speeding?
It was down the hill. I was following the traffic. I did not intend to speed.
Is this your first ticket?
Yes, Your Honor.
You can pay for the ticket today if you want. I'll reduce your points from 3 to 2.
Thank you.
Topic 7. Road rage. Dialogue. Look out! Another car got in front of you, and it's slowing down.
I think this car is with the car we just passed by.
What are they trying to do?
They are forcing me to slow down.
Suddenly, they heard a big bang on their front window. Oh my God! What happened?
They threw a water bottle on our window.
They are crazy. What should we do?
Get their license plate number and call 911.
Okay. There's an exit right ahead. Do you want to take it?
Let's do it. Call 911 right now.
Okay.